When we go to a doctor for a sickness, the doctor will prescribe medicine for us to get better. If we don't take the medicine, we don't get any better. Of course, you can think of the common cold, though. You know, the doctor gives you medicine for common cold, you wait for 2 weeks and it'll be gone. Or you can not take the medicine and wait 2 weeks and it'll be gone. In the gospel, the Lord gives us the medicine for the spiritual life, which is repentance. A Pharisee and a publican are presented to us. One took the medicine of repentance and the other did not. The Pharisee did not. The Pharisees were only concerned with externals. Notice how he prayed. He prayed unto himself. Look at me, he says. I'm thankful I'm not like everyone else. No repentance of doing anything wrong in his life. As the Lord says in another gospel, though, if you were blind, you wouldn't have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. The Pharisee went home unjustified, unforgiven. The publican, on the other hand, the tax collector, took the medicine of repentance. Have mercy on me, O Lord, a sinner. He acknowledges that he has done wrong and repents of his sin. In all humility, he won't even look up to heaven. In fact, he took it a step further. Instead of saying, I'm not as bad as the rest of humanity, he says, I am the sinner. The sinner par excellence, in the translation from the original wording. He acknowledges that he is the worst one. He makes himself humble before the Lord. He asks for mercy and repents of his sin. It is his prayer that is heard. He's granted healing and absolution. We must take the medicine of repentance to be healed, to be set free. If we don't acknowledge our sinfulness, there can be no healing. In fact, many problems today can be cured if we but acknowledge our sinfulness. The Venerable Fulton Sheen has a great talk called, Are We Sick or Are We a Sinner? Instead of seeking true healing through confession, we let the psychologists and psychiatrists handle our issues. Do we go to a psychologist because we have committed adultery? Or do we go to a psychiatrist because we are practicing homosexuality? He uses the example of someone who came to him who wasn't feeling well. He was losing weight. Through talking to him, he asked him one thing at the end. How much did you steal? The man denied it. But he was asked again and again. And finally, then he admitted stealing $3,000 from somebody. He repented, he acknowledged his guilt, and he was healed. Many problems occur because they are the manifestation of guilt without repentance. If we but take the medicine of repentance like the publican and fall to our knees and cry out, Have mercy on me, O God, a sinner. We will be healed. The woman caught in adultery in the gospel did just that. If you've ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, and it depicts this scene where the woman approaches to our Lord on her knees and reaches out to him. She's shaking, but she's reaching out in repentance of her sin. Then our Lord says the beautiful words, Go and sin no more. You have been forgiven. Pope Francis speaks about mercy often, that there should be nothing that should hold us back. There's no sin that will not be forgiven if we but repent. Have you made a good confession lately? Let nothing hold you back. Come back to the merciful and loving Father. Take the medicine of repentance and receive healing of soul. We're reminded during this time of year that the Lord will indeed come again, and that the age of mercy will be over, and the age of justice will begin. Now is the time for mercy. Seek it like the publican, the tax collector, who fell to his knees before the Lord. And as someone once said, we're reminded that the gates of heaven are kind of a little off the ground. You can only enter through them on one's knees.